All right, y'all, don't get scared. It's Rosie on the House wrapping up 4 hours of broadcast this morning. We're here right now with Mike Sandoval, owner of Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling, Rosie Certified Pool Remodeling Contractor, second generation owned. Your dad's still active?
My dad is not active anymore, Rosie.
Hear that, Romy?
He's not active in the pool business, yeah, I should right. say. He's active in a lot of other things. My dad is a ball of fire.
All right, very good. Well, Mike, we were talking a little bit about the different concepts of keeping the pool clean, and one of the components.
We had a caller call in wanting to know about backwashing. You know, Rosie and I live on a big piece of property, so we just throw that hose out there. The water goes on the Olanders or out in the wash area or whatever. What about if you're moving into a neighborhood that's kind of locked,
tighter
with, you know, block walls and street, and where is that water supposed to go?
Yeah, if you're building the a pool from scratch, you could plumb this. I mean, you definitely want to check with the municipalities and the governing bodies, i.e. HOA, so on and so forth, before you do this. But we have actually seen where a lot of new pool builds will actually plumb their backwash into their main drain trap. You got to understand, it's just dirty water. It's when we drain pools, certain cities like Tempe, I know for a fact, will actually make us pull a permit for $1 to drain
Ooh,
it.
$1.
To drain the pool. Yeah, you got to pull out a permit.
You got to get that $1.
For $1 to drain the pool. But yes, you can't put it in the main drain trap from what we understand. But you definitely want to check with HOAs and so on and so forth.
Okay, very good. Because you're backwashing, you mentioned 30 to 60 seconds. I mean, someone that backwashes once a week and going to backwash until the water runs clear again, I mean, they're going to backwash several hundred gallons of water, right?
Over prolonged periods of time. But each time when you backwash, yes, you're going to backwash probably 400 or 500 gallons out of your pool.
Yeah. Got to do something with it.
And I did it again this week. We've got sports tickets to give away, and I just realized as we're closing the broadcast, I apologize. My fault. Slipped on that again. I get so involved in the content, I'm not good at promotions. But anyway, we have sports tickets. Game time, August 21st, 6:40 p.m. The trivia question, what was Rosie doing in the 2004 picture that you can see in your home maintenance calendar this month, of the month of August? Rosie is doing something. What is he doing in that picture? If you've got your home maintenance calendar, text the correct answer into 411-923, and we'll do a quick filter and all correct answers.
It has to do with water.
It has to do with water.
We'll also text the staycation winner from the 7 o'clock hour if you were tuned in and offered some topic advice. We'll pick our winner at lunchtime. Send that out.
All right. Well, before we go, I want Mike to talk about a pretty spectacular promotion y'all ran in the veteran giveaway.
Yes. Yes, Rosie. We did a veteran giveaway for a local Valley veteran. It was words can't explain how exciting it was to do it, but what felt great about it was giving back. And it was for a local veteran here. It was on News Channel 3. It came out on Sonoran Living, and it was also on News Channel 15 news segment. NPC went National Pastors Council. It went national. It was a great little deal that we did for a local Valley veteran who was injured. This lady, Ms. Linda Webb, actually spent 10 years serving our country, proudly serving our country, as a medic, helping Vietnam troops come back, and she got injured. And she didn't get injured in combat or during a time of war, but she got injured nevertheless, and she's one of our own. And we stepped up to the plate. She needed this pool for therapeutic reasons, and Above and Beyond stepped up and provided a 100% swimming pool remodel. We got her spa up and running again for therapeutic reasons, all new equipment. Hayward donated the equipment. Noble Tile donated the tile, some of the interior finish. And Excel, you know, hooked us up with the decking, and we went forward and we remodeled this swimming pool for this lady, Ms. Linda Webb. And it was so funny because after I was done with this remodel, I was almost depressed. I just enjoyed it so much, and giving back, the feeling of giving back, it's priceless. Words can't describe. And we're gonna make this an annual thing here at Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling. So look for it. So look for it on our Facebook. Go ahead and like. Go to our Facebook, Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling, and go ahead and like us, and look for more information coming out on this. We're gonna do this as an annual thing, Rosie.
All right. So if you're interested in having a pool remodeled, it's Above and Beyond Pool Remodeling, Rosie certified. And I'm going to say from my memory, Mike, y'all applied for membership and made it through the screening process. I'd say this is, what, your third year?
Yes, this is our third year with you folks.
Well, we sure appreciate the feedback we get from the Rosie listeners that get a hold of you and you do the work for them. So your reviews are excellent. Congratulations. You run an incredible company with old-fashioned values, and you're bringing that back to the new age business level. So
that's right.
Little phrase off of your website there. So congratulations on all your success, and we appreciate what you're doing for the Rosie on the House listeners. Again, the phone number, if you're trying to get a hold of Above and Beyond Pool Remodel, if you want to consider the possibilities of what your pool could become, get to their website. You can get to their website through rosieonthehouse.com or go to aboveandbeyondpoolremodeling.com. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Rosie.
All right, we're signing off. Don't get scared. We're on the website, rosieonthehouse.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're going to be here again next Saturday morning because we are your wake-up weekend tradition.